Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Patriots could be 8-0 or 0-8 in the Tom Brady Super Bowl era. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. There have been polarizing sports teams in history, the old Boston Celtics and New York Yankees, the Dallas Cowboys and Duke Blue Devils, but nothing like the New England Patriots. However, while going to 3 straight Super Bowls, 4 of the last 5 and 9 of the last 18, it could have been a lot better or a lot worse for the Patriots when you consider how close all of those games have been. Every one of them went down to the last possessions. Their first Super Bowl in the Belichick era was among the greatest upsets in pro football history. The St. Louis Rams and the greatest show on turf are heavy favorites over the Pats and 24-year-old Brady, who had taken over the team from injured Drew Bledsoe. But they won on Adam Vinatieri's field goal as time expired. 2 years later, they beat the Panthers in the same way on the last play. The next year, only Andy Reid's clock management kept the Philadelphia Eagles and Donovan McNabb from completing their rally late in the game. That made the Patriots of B&B 3 out of 3. Heavy favorites after an undefeated regular season in 2007, the Patriots were shocked by the Giants on the miracle catch by David Tyree and touchdown pass by Eli Manning in the closing minute. 4 years later, the Giants did it again on a perfect throw from Manning, Eli, to Manningham, Mario. Patriots haters hated Pete Carroll's call on the goal line that kept the Seattle Seahawks from winning a second straight Super Bowl. And 2 years later, with their owners and fans dancing in the stands, the Atlanta Falcons lost an unlosable lead in Super Bowl 51. Last year, the Eagles upset the Patriots, who, despite Brady's brilliance, played one of their worst games on defense and special teams, and Brady's last-ditch effort to pull out the win ended on a strip sack that sent everyone but New Englanders and New Yorkers into a victory tizzy. New Yorkers didn't care either way because they live right between Boston and Philly and hate both teams. So Sunday, Brady has a chance to win the most Super Bowls as a quarterback, 6, or lose the most, 4. And you'll all be pulling for or against the same team. You either love the Pats or you love to hate them. This is Archansky. See ya.